Chant It Down Radio's coming to you live from the Hawaiian Islands, coming from the perspective of complete freedom, coming from wisdom outside the system and then some. This is the mouthpiece of the natural earth forgotten. At this point in time, humanity's been kept from the truth, so Chant It Down Radio offers the coordinates to a path out.
You're searching for something whole, 'cause what you see, real life. You're watching this world unfold, the truth beneath the lies. Rekindling what's been stole, the need to free one's mind. Uncover the truth exposed, so people see the light.
Let's chant it down, so we can know. It's simple, we just break it down a little bit, so we can process all. Make the switch and elevate yourself to conscious mode. And it's beneficial, we can get this concept rolling. Get the future generators wanna start the whole thing. With the message demonstrated, we can start a post. Taking in, assimilating, getting lots of numbers. Waking up the population, try to stop hypnosis.
Welcome to Chant It Down Radio, where we deprogram from the deep program. I'm your host, Loomis. This is episode 130. The website is chantitdownradio.com. Today's episode is, what is Chant It Down Radio? This is a great episode for newcomers, as well as all you old-time listeners. It's just an episode that really hammers down the concept of this show, gives you an overall big picture of what this show is, a reminder, but goes over also some fan base, because I'm going to read a couple of emails. And you could pair the show with episode 100, which is sort of similar, a good place to cut in between the concepts. And this can help really explore the concepts. So I thought I'd do a little housekeeping with it and kind of give you a little show within shows. And enjoy. If you want to support the show, you can always use the support. Go to the support page, chantitdownradio.com. Can help me be able to do this show more and better. I would really like to do more with Chant It Down Radio, but time is a factor. But, you know, also Patreon supporting is another way you can do it. You know, I'm a one-man show, seriously, here, but do like to give you the show. I've been doing it for 6.5 years. This is episode 130. Enjoy. I'll see you on the other side. Chanting down is a way of life. It's a way of life. It's walking through the world with a set of senses, intuition, a set of eyes that says we don't like what's going on, so we don't conform. We see with this set of eyes because we know in our heart things are wrong. That's important, in your heart. But we don't just settle with knowing things are wrong. Oh no, it's all wrong. I guess we'll just do that. We investigate, define, dissect it, and throw out the bad. We chant it down. We say no. We object. And so me and my friends a long time ago used to say the phrase chant it down a lot, listening and influenced by reggae music. This is not a reggae show. I think you know that by now, but taking the ideals of icons like Bob Marley, chanting it down, and, you know, using it in our modern life, chanting down the system, just breaking it down, not conforming. And another way of looking at it is chanting down, meaning, like, you know, that person is so caught up in the system, they don't chant it down. You know, break it down, chant it down. Of course, you can go into the meanings, I don't know, somewhere on the internet I got this, and it was to take political discourse against Western political and economic domination and cultural imperialism. It's anti-establishment, if you like, but, you know, we're not just stopping there at Western political and economic domination. We're talking about the entire way of life imposed on us by civilization itself, by governments of any sort. Whatever system you choose is still the system. It's something trying to rule over free autonomous beings. So on Chant It Down Radio, we take a broad look. We don't just look at one thing. We look at many, but a broad big picture look. We dive into the conspiracy world. but we don't get stuck in all of the details of a lot of people that do get into the conspiracy world, because it doesn't really matter about the details, the nitty-gritty details, names, dates of some of these world events, as much as it does the story doesn't add up and we are not being told the truth. Conspiracies, what they do is they show us to distrust the system and stop going with the crowds. And so a lot of people get turned off by that word, conspiracy. Listen to 128, two shows ago, called So You Don't Believe in a Global Conspiracy, and I'll go over all of that. It's too bad that that word turns you off. You've been programmed by that very way to think that that word is bad. So don't get caught up in that. Keep an open mind. But what conspiracies do is they show us to distrust the system, and it shows us the direction that the world is going. It shows us the real agenda that is at hand. But you have to look for it. But we don't have to get stuck in all the trappings that many people get hinged on, the fanatical details. Yes, all this conspiracy is really happening. Media is completely controlled. You've been lied to, but we need to be vigilant, know it, then move on. Conspiracies are really for beginners because they just allow us to realize that the system does not care for you. So it gives you a chance to really say, oh, you mean all that I was brought up in was for my demise, basically, so I could just be another programmed human being. And it is. And although for many people you would think that would be obvious enough, but I guess it's not. And a lot of people aren't thinking this way. Very few. People still trust the system in many ways because people don't see the system for what it really is. People don't see the system. They just see life that they've been shown. Here it is. This is life. You've been brought up in it, so you don't see it. You know, humanity has never had access to the right information throughout history, really. It's always been hidden. And nor has the right information ever become mainstream. And many have never had it take root and assimilate into their beings. You can know some of this information, but you really need to assimilate it, take it in to your being, so you know not to trust the system and not to be caught up in the many different tentacles of it. On this show, I mean, we chant it down. The system I'm talking about, the whole fucking thing, everything. Not just, oh, the global elite have taken hold of America and America's still fine, we just need to become independent of them. No. You know, or, oh, we just needed a president that's not part of them. You know, no. See, that's still thinking within the system. And there's many people that follow in the conspiracy realm that kind of just go in what some people would say the five sense reality, where they just sort of stick there and they don't take this further enough to really nip it at the bud. And so, you know, I mean, a lot of that goes for the majority of these people that are, you know, supporting Trump these days. I mean, some people actually believe, you know, he's anti-establishment. But I'm always been saying this whole time, he's been put in there to, he was allowed in there to be that other side creating the bigger divide, and also just to trick more people, and you know, it still keeps you within the system. And then you know, people don't seem to understand that or that are in that mindset. I'm talking about getting away from nationalism, groupthink, everything that is making you stuck in a reality that doesn't let you see outside. And, yeah, the West tried to get away from monarchy. America, you know, people tried to get away from Wicked King George, and that was a good start, and there were good things about that. I mean, you know, the West tried to get away from monarchy and communism and stuff like that, but it's still a system of slavery, and it became that. Well, it was really from the get-go, and it's still the system. The ideals were good if you really get to the core of what these first founding fathers were talking about, but still came from people that were raised within empire. And on this show, I'm talking about complete freedom backed by universal law, away from empire-induced ways of thinking, because people still get trapped within. Here's a good example, actually. I was talking in this conversation with these two girls. They just come back from a European country. I think it was Greece or was it Italy? I forget what. They were on mopeds, and I guess a drunk driver hit them. They didn't get hurt really bad, but they wanted to get the guy arrested. And the guy, the drunk driver, well, he was friends with the cops and whatever. They let him go, and they were like, their government is so corrupt over there. Oh, my God. And, yes, it's outwardly corrupt, sure, but so is ours. Ours is just a little more hidden, but at the same time, it's still corrupt. They just don't look at it like that, these girls. And you have to look at government like, basically, like, who are you to tell me where I can and cannot go, you know? I mean, you have to really look at it like, you know, who are you to take some of our hard-earned money, keep us from living off the land, and who are you to have the divine right to rule and over us, whether we agree or not? Those are the things that these people should be thinking about, you know, because people don't recognize those corruptions because they were brought up in it. And of course those girls don't think that they're under corruption because they were born into it, raised into it, they were taught to follow all the rules, and of course I'm sure they do, as most people do. But we're talking about furthering your outlook of freedom. Freedom from all forms of government, and for sure empire, you know? Freedom from life holding you back from your potential, but still living within universal natural law. Freedom from civilization. So many people believe that we need to live the way we're living, but it's this very way that's keeping us locked down and destroying the earth and everything, and that is still causing these problems, you know? Our problems are systemic. Civilization, how it is and what it stands for, are corrupt from the very start. Just the way that it's put humans together for the reason of propping up people that are above them and, you know, and making money instead of just living. And because that's our foundation and we never really wipe out the roots of our plights, the very way we live keeps us locked down and bolted to the ground. And it keeps us reliant on the system to supply us with food, water, and shelter. And that's what we get. We feel that if you still don't see these ideals, then you are not fully Channing Down. And the ways of civilization, nationalism, things like that, then you're not truly Channing Down what needs to be Channing Down, is what I'm trying to say. So you can get away from the influences of the system entirely. And it's important to strip down completely from the system and all of its tentacles and all of its ways of life. So I created on this show from pretty much the very beginning the series of shows, The System Tentacles. And if you are a first-time listener, there's two ways to go about it. Yes, A, you can listen to all the shows, which I highly recommend. However, in my broadcasting days, those are my earlier days, so I feel that I wasn't as in order. Well, I wasn't as professional, not that I am still, but, you know, that's just my personal critique. Or B, you can read the blog on the website, channitdownradio.com. I think doing both is great to do. So, but the system tentacles are, number one, media mind control. Everything that has to do with the media, everything you've been fed, because it's all owned and it's all shaping so many things in your life. An extension of that would be my Tell Lie Vision series, which is incredibly detailed, going on much more than just what I had in the beginning, System Tentacle. But yeah, go to the website, scroll down all these shows. Number two, System Tentacle, was food and nourishment. You know, what we put in our body, what we take in, what we what makes us, sick inside from the wrong foods, and offering the solution of eating the right foods and getting yourself, your diet correct, you know? And a couple of offshoots of that show were alcohol genocide and wasteoid culture. In other words, the habit of getting wasted and destroying your own self because you have a problem with addiction and not being able to be your best self because of that. And then another offshoot of that was excitotoxins, which is a lot of the things that we take in from MSG flavor enhancer type things that kill brain cells, excite brain cells and kill them, to sodium fluoride to aspartame and all that kind of stuff. So, all that is food and nourishment, but those are little offshoots. And then another system tentacle was the medical system, talking about how that's all owned and basically all doctors and health consultants want you to either get on their pharmaceuticals or take an unnecessary surgery and how that all works and how it's made to design to keep us sick because it's a business. And then another of the system tentacles was the education system. I call the Operation Indoctrination, goes into the fact that, we've been raised by a system that wants us to know the things that the brainwash and the ways of this life, so we can, be in a limited example of what really education is. It's more just indoctrination, giving us science that is, basically limiting our ability to go beyond. And basically what the education system has done, that system tentacle has cut off our imagination and made us conform to the society. So then in the next system tentacle was pretty obvious, and that is your job, occupational hazards, things that give us our jobs that keep us locked within our schedule and every day, and how we never get out of that. And that show was appraised by quite a few people that really liked that show, because who cannot? I mean, everyone can relate to that, right? So then, I took it further into the money trance, where, everybody is working these jobs because they're stuck paying bills and they think money's the most important thing in life. And then another of the system tentacles was time control. We are controlled by a grid of time. We never have a day where we're not looking at what time it is, because we're stuck within that grid. And that, too, keeps us within the system. Another two more were kind of related together. I called it foolishness and shallowness, and the ego ran amok, which is basically your ego and going too far in this world without proper knowledge, and also the foolishness and shallowness of society that we get caught up in and not really able to get out of those unnecessary channels. And you can, all these things interlink, they all spill into each other. Like I say, the foolishness and shallowness can often come from media mind control. But then I went into another system tentacle, worry and fear, basically how they got us worrying about things that won't matter a year from now, and all the things that we're sweating the petty, we're sweating the small stuff all the time, which keeps us from vibrating higher. Now the big system tentacles go on from here, and that would be nationalism and culture. People that are stuck thinking within their country and their culture, and that, and what holds them back within that line of thinking from becoming a freer human being. And then I went into religion and closed-minded belief systems. I talked about that. Religion and closed-minded belief systems, meaning that the belief systems and religions that hold you back also from seeing the bigger picture, And I never have been one to take religion and say there's no God, or saying that your link with the Creator is not a fit, right? Because that's between you and the Creator, and I've never been one to do that. Like, a lot of researchers do take the religion and really, to burn it down. I'm saying, you need to look past it, but take, you know, just, it's just between you and the Creator. But that is important, though. We need to look at that carefully. And then another is belief in politics and the left-right paradigm. If you still believe in politics, you're still caught up in the system. It's that simple, like I've just been talking about. That's not the answer. Order taking is another one. You know, taking orders from people and following the rules, and whether they're based on, if whether or not they're based on the good things or not, they're not. Usually, they're just rules of man, not universal. They're not natural law. So order taking is it's what holds this system up too. And then the big one for a lot of people was no rulers and no government, because that really goes into the fact that we don't need those things. And if you believe in rulers and government, then you're still not chanting it down. And technology too. Another one is technology. Technology, does it have you? Are you relying on it? Are you one to just say that is, you know, this is the greatest thing? There are good things within technology, but are you caught up within it? You know, is it keeping you from, you know, accessing the technology that's inside of you? And is it holding you back? And really, did it come from intelligence or did it come from wisdom? And then finally, civilization itself. The entire way that we live has been designed to keep us from getting out and vibrating higher. So all this I go through, and I know those are just, that was a lot of just reiterating. Go and read the System Tentacles blog. Check out the whole series of shows, because there's only so much I can say here, right? But what I don't like about the Conspiracy Research Collective as a whole is that largely it doesn't look at what we're doing as a species to the planet. So civilization is really important to consider. So that's why I say we take a broad look on Chant It Down Radio. And then the other side of the equation too is that most of the environmental groups and perspectives that have come from with saving the Earth have now been hijacked by the global elite. So you know, they've been hijacking all sides of everything at the same time. So we have to chant all that down too. And a lot of people have swallowed the lies of the UN and NASA and stuff peddled by these think tanks and not looking at other ways and looking at other thoughts. So, but I just, you know, I don't want to get too far off subject, but I really been reiterating that lately because of all these climate change marches, and we really need to have a better look at that. And we will here on this show, as I have talked about before. But the whole thing about the System Tentacles and going through the system and really ripping it out of your mind is nature is freedom, and very few know how to survive in it and anymore and live without civilization. So that's why we look at the people that did live that way and still do, very few, the last hunter-gatherers of the old world. We look at that on this show. So, chanting it down, that's what I mean by chanting it down. And that's where this show started, was by removing the system tentacles. And if you're a long-time listener, then you're very aware of that, and you've gone through this journey. But I'm speaking to all today. Chant It Down Radio is for the soloist walking around, observing life, going on journeys, listening to music in your headphones, and just taking in the world and really not wanting to conform to it. And notice that there's hardly a place for you anymore. If you want to just be free but not be a homeless bum, where do you go? You know? You want to not belong to the system as much as possible, but it's getting very, very difficult. And you weren't asked if you could be part of it, but forced to be some identity you're not, and that is the real tricky thing. And you see what you don't like in this world and you don't want to be part of it, well, that's chanting it down, and stay there. You're an objector, but you're being squeezed out of this existence. It's tough. You walk that fine line and being in the system but not of it, and that's really hard, because wherever you go, people have not chanted it down. You have to live every day around people that are borderline crazy because they believe in false ideologies, and that they have brought up in within their minds and themselves and put into their being without any examination. And you never fit. This show is for you. You never fit, and there's never been a place for you. It's a tough walk. And I hope that Chant It Down Radio is a beacon of light in a world of darkness for you. And that's what I try to provide here on this show. You know, you chant it down, and you live in the world, and it's a very tricky dance. And it's a mastery that is tough to master at times. And it has to go spiritual, or you will fall into confusion. I am a researcher, but I try to bring it back quite often to where everyone's at. And that's where the true help is needed. Because, yes, you might know this information already, but who doesn't? 99% of the rest of the population. And most people really need to see a new way. And the question, and it's always been a hard thing, is how to get everybody to do that. You know, chanting down is being a critical thinker. Chanting down is not going with the masses. Most people are stuck. What most people I see today are stuck on is, of course, politics. I mean, they won't give anybody's mind a break. It's put into movies and sports and everything entertainment aspect now, so you can't really escape it. I almost say, don't watch new movies. There's great classics to watch that won't give you this programming as much. Because this is all theater for the masses. It is. It is theater for the masses. And it's the whole political arena is taking people's minds. If this is really your focus, I'm sorry, but you're completely taken by it. And you have not been chanting it down. And go listen to the System Tentacle series of shows. Really analyze that. Because politics will never resolve our problems. It just makes more problems. So if you're one to truly see past politics, see it as manipulation of the public. Really see it as the wool pulled over everyone's eyes. And if you see it that way, then you chant it down. Congratulations. You're getting somewhere. But Chant It Down Radio is a show where we go all over, you know. It wouldn't be complete without looking into our earthly origins about life beyond, because this all came from somewhere. This is systemic. It comes from way back. And are your religious texts right, or are they missing elements of a better explanation of the earth? And I feel that, well, there's a lot to look at, and there's a huge mountain of evidence, and that's what we do on one of the series of shows, the Beyond Earth series. I mean, it is your science just telling you that there's no rhyme or reason to creation, that it's all just random coincidence, and we're just matter, and then we die? You know, is that what it's saying to you, then you also have to get past that, too. We really have to analyze and look where all this came from. I think we need to take a better look at how we got here. And when you tie it in with the Sumerian tablets and you look at many ancient civilization, indigenous origin tales, you come up with a third road and you really realize that there is more to look at between religion, creationism, and science. They need to marry each other and they need to consider this broader perspective. So we take a look into not only that, but the whole ET UFO phenomena in on this show, with a rational mind, though, putting it through the microscope, really analyzing it, and really, you know, just putting it somewhere. There's so much guesswork in that field, but it needs to be considered and left on your back burner as possibility. Can you do that? Can you leave it there, read it, and kind of just go, well, I don't know the answer to that, but maybe I will save it for a rainy day in case something new pops up that gives me clues about that. Because this stuff is hard to come to any sort of conclusions, but we need to look at it and analyze it through the eyes of chanting it down. So we do that too. This entire world and everything we've been told needs a reexamination. And my show has evolved from its early stages into categorically organized mini-series. It just sort of happened that way. And so Chant It Down Radio we take things and we kind of build on them. So why I do that is because some topics need to be fleshed out. And one show doesn't cover it. There's always more to cover, such as the Beyond Earth series talking about UFO and extraterrestrial phenomenon. I've done at least 11 or 12 shows in that category now. But and then I go back and add more bits into each subject, so you can do that. So the series of shows on this, if you go to the series of shows page, can help you through really exploring these topics. I mentioned the Tell, Lie, Vision series. That is all about media mind control. I've had a few guests on that show that are definitely worthy, and it's really gone through, you know, really, it's such a deep subject because it's just about everything that people know, because it's our modern mythology, is all these types of, whether it's movies and TV shows or celebrityism or whatever. So we take a look in that series of shows, and I recommend you start with the first System Tentacle show and then just go straight into that. You know, none of this stuff's perfect. I'm not a professional host, but I do have a lot to tell you about in certain categories. The Real Skyfall series is another one, and that involves one of the biggest operations that's going on literally above our heads and every day, worldwide, all over, and that is the chemtrail operations. And you have to really look at that, because if you don't, you miss out on, like, the biggest conspiracy that there is, basically unbelievable with all the different applications within it. And so this show, this series is, you know, ongoing as well. The Real Skyfall, named after the James Bond movie Skyfall, because this stuff is Skyfall, stuff falling from the sky. So it just sort of manipulated the title. You know, whatever, take what you will with that. But, you know, just trying to put a spin on it there. But, another show, a series of shows, is The Journey Home, and that's where a lot of my solutions come in. There's a couple of solutions series, because, sure, we got a lot of problems, but The Journey Home is the journey, you taking the journey inwards and outwards. It's important because it really kind of gives you the solutions that, you know, you have to work on you, and when you change you, you become a vessel out there in the world for change. Very good series of shows, I think. It's one of the most positive on this program. And the People Beyond series, Who We Are Outside the System, that is another series of shows. Basically, after I did the System Tentacles, the People Beyond series is who we are after all that stuff's taken away, and kind of showing you our potential as people going through quite a few different things. I did a mini series within that series called forgot the name of it, but it was the life force, you know, going into some important, you know, hidden power that we have, all right? And then there's the True Awakening series, and basically what that is for beginners. It's, you know, going through and you know, what it means to be awake in the world is basically the theme of it all, because it kind of goes and shows you, you know, what you really can be as an awake person, and simplicity, you know, conspiracy for beginners and stuff like that. So that's where you get that kind of information. I did one called Raising Kids in the New World Order. It was just a 3-part series. Maybe I'll go back to it someday. But Raising Kids in the New World Order, I mean, there's many of us that are parents and we're raising our kids in this crazy world, and you need a little advice for that. You know, it works, and it's a 3-part series, and a lot of people enjoyed that. So that is important for the parents and people raising the future generations. Then there's the Understanding Rebellion series. The Understanding Rebellion series is basically taking a look at rebellions of the past and what rebellion is and what it didn't do right, and kind of trying to get it right and just really taking an analytical approach to it. Last show I did was under that category. Then there's the EMF pollution series, which is a look at, you know, all the radiation we're getting from all of our devices to smart meters to everything that is in our life that
is the unseen, which people are not focusing on, and the whole 5G takeover, which I've covered in a lot of detail on this show in a few different sections. So check that out. And then there is the Preparednoid series. I only did two in there. Maybe I'll do some more, but that's basically survival without the system. Survival, the real nitty-gritty survival. If you want to just get off-grid and, in situations that can happen to people in preparation and getting, you know, becoming a self-sufficient survivor, which many people don't know how to do, which is really important. And then there's a Frustrated Man in Civilization series, and that is basically just, basically what it is it's just kind of showing you our life, and we really take a look at it, and really, you know, it's a way for me to vent in frustration, but it's also a way to kind of show you what this world really is, this, and you know, it's a friendly reminder, and a lot of people like that series of shows because it helps them vent too and know that they're not alone, and it just needed to exist. So I made that series. So those are my series of shows. Add in the System Tentacles, of course, and then of course the Beyond Earth series with the ET and extraterrestrial phenomenon. So as you can see, we cover a lot. So when you listen to China Now Radio, you can essentially listen to each mini series from oldest to newest and get a deeper explanation. So you could go like that if you wanted, you know. That's why I created the website, so you can go to the series of shows page and just listen on down the line if you like. Or at least gives you a map to do so on your iTunes or something like that, you know, which might be easier if you're on the mobile. So yeah, that's one way to do it, is go to the series of shows page, take note of, you know, each episode, because they're not in a row all the time, they're here, there, and everywhere, so it puts them in order, and then you can just go on your iTunes and start listening one by one. You can listen to the show like that, or you can listen to the show from episode one to now. Some people do that, you know, you can, or you can poke random if you like. There are many standalone shows too that I do, such as this one itself. You know, there's no connection to a series here. I designed this show to be listened to years later. Going to my newest show won't catch you up on any current events, hardly at all, and it really doesn't. It doesn't give you any benefit to go to the newest show. I don't watch things. I don't do much social media at all. So I don't do Facebook. I have an Instagram account, but what happened to it? I just kind of forgot about it. Maybe I'll post something soon. But yeah, and there's no advantage to listening to my newest show. The only difference is I've slightly improved as a host. So honestly, I've never said I was a professional, and I'm still not. I'm a one-man show. I make this show for all people, though. And my aim at times can be for beginners. I want everyone to understand what kind of a world we actually live in. Again, it's at 99% of people that need to know. And I hope once in a while someone can get hooked and dive in. And I do this show for everyone else, well-versed in things. And if you are well-versed and even more well-versed than me, maybe I can offer a slightly different picture than what everybody else is giving. And that's my hope. I also don't have a guest on every show, or even half of them, you know. I like having them, but sometimes I run out of, well, reasons why I want a certain guest on. But that's not the main reason. Plus, I don't really have a lot of time to link up, but I link up with guests that I think are important for this show. And plus, I really don't have my ear out in the world of podcasts that often to where I'm exposed to people that I think would fit on China Down Radio. I have a full-time job. I do a lot in life. This is something that I do here and there, and it's really just small increments of time that I can just kind of put together and go, okay, here's a show. You know, that's how I do it. There are many shows that I have a new guest. I have a guest on, though, that you can check out. And, you know, this isn't a show where I have a new guest on each show. Those shows are great. And I'd love to do that if I had time to read all the guest books or see their films and check out their material, but I don't. And so
the way that this show has evolved, it's just random. You know, got the series of shows, got standalone shows, guests on, and providing you the best information I can get for you to chant it down. So that's how the radio show works. And I mean, random is definitely it. I mean, in the podcast I spent the last 10 episodes on, you can just go down and see how many different subjects that have come out. I mean, 120 was a look at the 90s and what I call the destabilization agenda, which created a dysfunctional generation to become the adults to spawn the children of today. And I took a look at the 90s and the programming through it. It was not to dog on the 90s, because that, to me, was the last good decade that we had. But, you know, that was part of the Tell Live Vision series. Then episode 121, it was called True Thermometer / Peak Fitness. Two subjects together, a doubleheader. True Thermometer, been looking at this kind of material for 20 years, just kind of showing you, you know, where I think the world's going. And then Peak Fitness was entirely different. It's about you getting in shape and really taking it to a whole next level, giving you a program to work with. By the way, if you would like to write me, I can give you a workout program if you want to really get serious about that. That's something else I can do for you. Episode 122 was the Sri Lanka attacks, and that was a quick reaction, and I never usually do this. It was a very short episode, probably 15 minutes. I just threw it together reconfirming that the season of sacrifice is a real thing that happens every year that the elite do, and they need lots of death. And that just seemed like that could happen. So if really big events happen, there will be a show where I do that. And although a lot of people probably would think that wasn't that big of an event, I just wanted to confirm to everybody that, yep, that's exactly what happens every year as they do some kind of big thing like that. Episodes 123, 124, 125 was 5G tyranny in acute package. And those three episodes, I had the guests first, Max Egan, Ilana Freeland, and then Matt Landman on those three shows, one after the other. A year before that, I had them all three on a show. This time, I just focused on them. And those shows really kind of give you a continued look at this 5G that they're putting in. And I don't like usually focusing on a long thing series like that, but that is, you know, one episode after the next on the same subject. But those are powerful shows that show you what's going on. Episode 126 was True Seeker Beyond... which was is the guest True Seeker. He was on the Beyond Earth series, and we talked about, for the first time, I had a guest on the UFO and extraterrestrial phenomenon. And so we talked about that, and I think he's a good guest, and was referred to me by one of the listeners and his listeners. You know, we have dual listeners, so that's cool. Episode 127, The Fire Inside You. It was basically a completely off-the-cuff show, freestyled episode, me driving around and doing an inspirational talk in between errands. So it actually turned out pretty good. Episode 128, So You Don't Believe in a Global Conspiracy. That was a conspiracy for beginners and highly recommended. You know, you want the real truth on the matter and you know, and understand where all this comes from. It's not just some nut jobs talking, sitting around in a room. We're talking about, you know, real rulers of society and getting into their quotes and what they really think and what they're really doing and implementing in society. And then episode 129, last episode, was Reclaim the Warrior. As part of the Understanding Rebellion series, really getting into, you know, looking at a critical eye on the activism of today and, you know, kind of going into that. So, you know, those are the last 10 shows, and that's variety. That's what we do. We give variety on this show, and if you like it like that, or whatever you like, give me a, you know, shoot me an email at peoplebeyondthis@gmail.com. That's where you can reach me, peoplebeyondthis@gmail.com. I think that if a lot of people like that variety, but if you have guests or subject matter that you would like me to cover, please just, let me know. And so, yeah, I mean, who am I? Just to sum it up, I'm Loomis, and I've had shows about that here and there. Episode one is probably the best for that, but I've sprinkled myself throughout a lot of shows. I have a background in knowing the truth pretty early on in this world, but also a background in underground hip-hop as a performer, so I've added that little edge into a lot of the shows, and most of my shows I do in with a freestyle, so a little improv lyricism that I'll give you quite often. I don't do social media. I just hope you find this some way or somehow. And so that's pretty much what Chant It Down Radio is. So if you've come by and saw Chant It Down Radio here and there, well, this is what it is. It's chanting it down. Let's take a short break, and when I come back, I'm going to read a couple email questions, and then just going to answer a few emails that I've been getting, and you can, again, always email at peoplebeyondthis@gmail.com.
Before we go on, let me explain the next part of our trip.
Seizing your consciousness, it's a feeling that bothers you when the ground is up above you. These are shots from all the struggles of the repetition, victims falling deep in monotony. So receptive to the feelings, cause so hectic are the dealings of the feelings without meaning or redeeming value that allows you to feel sufficient. The system gives you teeny ounces, keeps you malnutrition to try to fix it. You're searching for something above and beyond, but something is wrong. So you sit back and kick it, but a six pack and flip it got you reacting so different. What happened to getting so happy when tipsy? A satisfied image would gratify living the life you live, but times have changed around. The excitement taper down, now it's time to break on out of this vapor cloud. Hike or take a browse through the jungles of forest, or to the nearest sacred ground in the symbol of the solo. Echo the thoughts that got you off in the search to emerge, to have our cause or purpose, cause the spirits and God await you. But some of the often breaks you with visions and observations for instructions to real life.
It's nice to find a link that goes beyond the carnal mind and ways that we control.
It's the point where it's an issue, cause what's been given to you is a choice to discontinue. And a voice that lives within you says, see past what you see past, that freaks you out, cause there seems past what you see past. So seek it out.
We are nomadic, we're not supposed to stay stagnant. We got to leave behind baggage or don't grow. But once we get past it all and the universe catches us, we get back on the path of our own soul.
It's seizing your consciousness, it's a feeling that bothers you when the ground is up above you. These are shots from all the struggles of the repetition, victims falling deep in monotony. So receptive to their feelings, cause so hectic are the dealings. We remain the same way when the daily grind is wasting time, cause life is blurry, soaking up worries. Have to fight to stay inspired, and you feel so fucking tied to what always so assigned to. There's a lot to pick and find, human imaginary lines true to keep us in and sinking in the pitfalls and grooves. We fallen in, got swallowed in, and then stop confused. You're saying, how did I trip so far? You need to take a trip by car, hitchhike, walk, it might cost just a small experience. Though, if you're lost at the end of your rope, or if you haven't seen it, go with the choice to be nomadic, taking trips in voids or planet. It's nice to open up your eyelids. Don't be afraid to bust through a scope or up horizons. Be like Kane and Kung Fu, there's so much that resides. If you rise and escape to see a world on a bigger level, yeah, it'll make you think and emerge from imprisoned shackles. Just laughing, advancing, then glancing back and having culture shock. And that's a slap of an answer, but that's the fact of the matter when fantasizing and sacrificing with the trips to go beyond.
We are nomadic, we're not supposed to stay stagnant. We got to leave behind baggage or don't grow. But once we get past it all and the universe catches us, we get back on the path of our own souls.
Beat by DJ Charlie Chaz. Departures.
So your email questions. I get emails time to time. I have not been getting a whole lot lately, but if you feel that you would like to contact me, it's again peoplebeyondthis@gmail.com, and I will read your emails on the air if you
are asking a specific question, even though I usually respond to you by email, it might be nice for, you know, people to hear. I read the better questions, put it that way. So this is a listener here talking about the 5G. Loomis, thanks for covering so much on 5G. It's really opened my eyes in a different way than I expected. I always envisioned the New World Order coming in with force, but never did I realize it would come through my tech. That this was the way. You're right. They got everybody to love it. Everyone is more addicted to it than nicotine or heroin. How can we ever get it to stop with so many people addicted? They wouldn't know what to do with life without those phones. How can we even stop it? Do you even yourself believe that we can win in any way with this? I know you've probably answered that, but is there a chance? Was the energy spent on those shows worth it to you when you look back? Because if you're seeing what I'm seeing, I don't see how the world is going to put up a fight, because they'd rather be consuming their hours away on their addictive devices than try to even think of making any priority in their busy, safe zone, mundane, no-thought zone lifestyles. Do you see it? And do I see it? You know, I don't know. Not really. And I don't see people putting down their technology at all. In fact, to go back to the earlier questions, I mean, can we stop it? We can, if enough people could. And there are people that, the people that are putting up resistance, you know, have had a little bit of headway, but there is a lot of work to be done. And I don't think we can win with the entire technology. Now, just to say, technology is not bad in itself. It's not necessarily bad, but it if it removes us from our practical skills and our earth roots, I think it is bad in that way. And that's what mostly it's doing, and what mostly people are doing with it, and what it's also being used for by the governments for control, Google and YouTube and all this censorship and all the ways that the hands are closing in, the walls are closing in. The way I see it is, it's not good. In a lot of ways, it really isn't good. We never really needed it, and we don't need it. It takes our abilities away that we already have inside us. The ability to be able to communicate with people intuitively. There's so much more within our brains. You know, as they say, we use only 10% of our brain, and we have a whole rest of a brain we don't even know what we use it for. Well, there that comes in. It's not your brain only. There's other things too, like activation of your DNA. 3% of our DNA is used. So there's much more the human is supposed to be. So by connecting out with this technology, we're not really enhancing any of that ability at all. But that's a little side rant in another way. I mean, and is there a chance to save it, or was the energy spent on those shows worth it when I look back? Absolutely. Sure. Having great guests on the show that do a way better job than me helps it. These are real researchers that have dedicated much of their lives to this and activism, that I think it's worth it. But not only just doing those shows with the guests, but with even me doing it, you know, I'm doing my part in the fight. So never was it wasted energy. Not at all. It's totally worth it. But at the same time, it doesn't seem to have made enough of a dent. But I don't know, you know. And I am seeing what you're seeing. I am seeing that, you know, people are addicted to these devices like heroin as much as they are to nicotine or any other addictive substance, maybe even worse. People wouldn't know what to do without their devices. That's the problem, huh? I don't see people giving up their technology unless a giant earth cataclysm happens. And in a way, I feel like that is
kind of Earth's only savior, as far as humanity's only savior, is in a way not only savior, but a big thing that would break it up and make people stop and do something new would be a catastrophe. And not that I want that, but you know where we're going, we don't want that either. And it's a numbers game, unfortunately. And the numbers are definitely not on our side. I mean, we're such a small minority. The whole whatever truth community you want to call it, whatever, you know, any activism, very small compared to everybody else that is doing everyday life and believing in it and believing in the system and stuck within the system's tentacles. You know, if we all died off, no one would hardly notice. So, yeah, it's true. And it's, you know, I hate to give you this kind of defeatist, kind of negative sort of answer back to, but I do understand exactly where this person's coming from. On the other hand, though, when people know the truth, when people are backing something, the masses overturn the side, and it's like a seesaw, then the other side will go down. But in the meantime, it looks like we're going to have to go through it. I don't see this 5G stopping, but I don't see it going up as quick as I thought it would go, because I still see a lot of places. I mean, now I'm not up on this, but recently the iPhone 11 came out, and I really don't know if that is a 5G phone or not. I could look it up right now. Let's see. I just don't think that it's coming in as fast. So we do have some time to prepare, and we have some time to get some solutions. And humanity will go on, but yeah, very, very unfortunate that this is coming in. It is one of the worst things hurtling toward us. And when it actually comes in full speed, here we go. So yeah, your new iPhone 11 doesn't have 5G, but yeah, so it seems like the 5G is still, you know, coming in pretty slow. And I think if anything, you should probably follow Apple as far as they like to lead society in technology. When they start putting out 5G phone, I think then you really have to start getting more concerned, because then they're going to go with when all of the 5G towers are put up and things. But right now, we do have some time, and I guess that's maybe the best positive thing I can say. And in the meantime, what happens between now and actually them putting up, a lot can happen. Maybe we won't get that far. You know, maybe humanity won't get that far. Maybe we will take a different path. I mean, it's hopeful thinking, but yeah, so doesn't matter though. You know, even if those shows didn't get listened to by too many people, and it's just preaching to the choir, it's better to fight it than just lay down and let it happen. So I understand how people are addicted, and people at the moment are really caught up in society. They're not chanting it down, but doesn't mean that times can't change. So hopefully that's the case. But it isn't going to happen all on its own, I don't think, unless something big happens. All right, here's one more email here. I'm getting cabin fever, and I'd like to enjoy the rest of my day. So, but this is one more email. Now, no, most of the time I get great people on the show that are on my emails and comments and praises, but once in a while there's a bad apple. And I've read a few of these, but this one is, it's not so good. Loomis, I disagree with many things you come to the conclusion of. My main issue I have with you is that you think that anarchy would be an immediate resolve to our political situation. It would not work. We can't have everyone running around without order. People are too evil. Second, I also think that going back to primitive people and tribes is not going to happen either. People will never go back to living without shelter from the extremities of Earth's often harsh climates. Primitive people also had tribal wars. look at the missionary that was killed by that island tribe in the Indian Ocean as of recent. Your solutions are not relevant to what's really going on, and I feel that you're not looking at making do with what we have here and moving forward logically, politically, and rationally. These are worthless solutions to many of the so-called problems that you put forward, about as worthless as trying to focus on alien species. I have a hard time taking your program seriously because you go off on ridiculous notions and theories. Maybe don't quit your day job. Do more realistic things. Well, you know, okay, so to a rational mind, this person right here probably sounds, to a normal everyday systemite person, this probably sounds like this is good, you know, like, yeah, why are you focusing on all these things? And the reason why somebody would be this way is because they don't have an imagination. It's the truth that the matter is our imagination has been taken away. And when you don't have an imagination to imagine that the world could be much more than it is, then you only come up with this mundane five-sense reality we are stuck in. And it's kind of this thread that's gone through this whole show on its own, you know, by itself, just didn't even plan it to put it in there, is people not chanting it down. And this person does not chant it down. Now, they've listened to the show, and I'm going to say thank you for listening. Thank you for at least considering it. And no, this show is not for everybody. First of all, I guess I should go over the fact that anarchy being an immediate resolve to our political situation. No, it's not. Anarchy could not just come in, you know, because people are too reliant on the system, and if there was no law and order for people, what would they do? But the other side of the coin is, how many people are really that bad? Sure, there are a few psychopaths. Most people, most of the everyday average systemites are actually decent people. They're people that just, you know, caught up in paying their bills and working and doing what they always did. And they're not trying to actually physically harm someone. So, yes, there's a lot of crazy people and a lot of people that are just not centered or balanced right, but that's also because they're stuck in the system and they don't have a way to stretch out and become somebody new. And I think if all government control were just to suddenly stop, people would be able to probably find a better thing to harness on, you know? So it may not be an immediate resolve, and I don't think I've ever said that it's an immediate resolve, but it's what we need. And that's the thing, is all this stuff I'm talking about is pretty much what we need. It's not maybe what we want, but it's what humanity needs to get out of what they're stuck in right now. And, you know, I don't think most people are too evil. I think that's kind of something that's been put in the minds of people. Most people are just secondary psychopaths, and they're not people that actually are really psychopaths, but they're psychopaths because of the situation that they're in. They've never been allowed to stretch their arms and legs out in the world. And so then another thing this guy says here is, second, I always also think that going back to primitive people and tribes is not going to happen either. Well, no, and I never said it was going to. And I never said that this is the way we have to live. Because, yes, there are extremities in Earth with its harsh climates and harsh situations. Life's hard. People were not put on this planet to just be comfortable. Let's just face it. We're never going to find this utopia, you know? We're never going to find this Valhalla, this land of free. We're always going to have problems. Now, but when I talk about
the primitive people. I'm talking about a specific type of primitive people, the hunter-gatherers that were nomadic, free, didn't require a government system or tribal government system of any sort, and just lived very simple. That's the best example of humans that has ever been shown on this planet, even if it was very primitive and whatever. You know what? They have not been caught up in the system. And these were peaceful hunter-gatherers. They weren't people that had tribal wars. You know, and again, people just look at things the wrong way, too. That missionary that was killed on, this guy is talking about the North Sentinel Island. This guy went over there to a hostile tribe that we already know is hostile. They don't want anything to do with the outside world. What's this guy, what does this guy have to offer that's different than anybody else that's gone over there? That's just the way the tribe is. But the tribe is that way because in the past, people have visited there and caused some problems. And they were like, I think it was, you know, I don't know this particular story, but I think it was one of them got kidnapped or they, I think the disease spread and they were, you know, they probably just said enough. We don't want you over here. They're protecting their way of life, you know, and they have every right to do that, even if we look at it wrongly. And so maybe my solutions don't seem relevant at first, but we're talking about what needs to happen. We're talking about paradigm shifting information. And that's what needs to happen, is we need a paradigm shift. This person has never really gone through, you know, really getting through the system tentacles. Again, many people are caught up within, and they don't chant it down. And, yeah, I suppose it's hard for some people to take things serious because they don't have a, they haven't widened their minds to possibility. And that's where you get stuck within. So this person's really stuck within and hating it. They're hating what I'm saying because it breaks their paradigm. There's a lot of fear behind this person right here. Yeah, sure, I don't have all the answers, and I never said I did. And I've never once said I have the answers, but I'm here to give my piece of the puzzle, and that's important. And that's what I'm trying to do because I feel like I have a pretty big piece of the puzzle that can help humanity in a certain way, in a small way. This is not a professional show. So this guy, you know, I can see what he's saying, but it isn't gonna get anyone any further to continue with. There are some realistic things that we can do, but most of the time, if we want to do realistic things, then we still stay in the system. If you want to, you know, you can't change, the saying goes, you can't change the system from within because you're still within. And we need to get out and break out and be humans outside the system. We are people beyond. So I don't get really mad because this guy doesn't affect me at all. You know, I know what I'm doing is beyond. It's from the heart and it's coming from a vision beyond. We're not trying to stay within this system because this thing will crumble. Civilization always crumbles. It's always something that naturally crumbles because humans naturally aren't meant to live this way in the first way. So there is so much more. And this person obviously doesn't have a belief in the beyond of, you know, humans just thinking that we must be alone in the universe. Well, I think there's a whole lot more to that. We've explored that a lot. So it sounds like to me someone also that has taken in the show partly but not all the way. No, and you need to go all the way. That's what I'm saying. I mean, something as simple as eating the wrong foods. It's a slow python that strangles our lives. A little junk food here, a little sugar craving there, and pretty soon you let your guard down to the point where you're eating more crap food and reaping the negative benefits, the dumbing down, slowing down of your bodies, where we're not operating on the full capacity, And that's where people, you know, it's something like that where you just,
You just start accepting that reality as normal. Well, most people have never, just as an example with food, most people have never come from a good diet anyway, so they don't know. So, yeah, sometimes you just gotta all let it go and really be an experiencer. Take a journey. This person has never really been on journeys, so that's what I mean by chanting it down. So I thought that would end the show nicely, because people that don't chant it down don't see beyond, and you have to see beyond to chant it down. So yeah, so that's Chant It Down Radio. I will be doing some more hard-hitting shows soon. I want to give you some of the promises I did on the New Year's show, and so that will be happening, you know, fairly soon, and giving you continued shows and possibly one more guest before the new year. We'll see. But anyway, be a warrior, not a worrier. This is just a standalone show, kind of explains Chant It Down Radio for a new beginner. And I look forward to reading your emails, hearing from you, and keep chanting it down. Thank you for being a listener. If you can help support the show, go to my support page on chantitdownradio.com. Or become a Patreon supporter, which I haven't even gone to that page in so long. I know I need to do that work, but that's reality for me. Is I barely spend time on Chant It Down Radio, but I like to give you shows that matter. So, be a warrior, not a worrier. Chant it down.
So if you're thinking that there's much more to the world than going to work and going to school and doing feeding that crowded parade everywhere, there is. Chant It Down Radio's for you, because you know that there's more, and we explore that there's much more. What a greater life we could live and we can live. I just want to say thank you to everybody that listens to the show and all you listeners from a long time till now. I appreciate every bit of the listenership and the support, and if you want to support the show, please help spread the word. It really makes things go farther, gives more people the information that they need to hear. Because, you know, there's only a small group of us that really chant it down. Most people don't chant it down. They just do the program, and that's it. Well, we're trying to go beyond. This is the exit beyond. This is the exit out. This information is about paradigm shifting. It's not about staying within this same thing. It's about paradigm shifting into something that's more higher for the higher mind, for the people that want to get out and really see what real life's about. Real life is thriving. It's full of energy, the life force, yet most people never touch it from cradle to grave. Well, we chant it down, and we have a good life, and we try to enjoy it, and remember to enjoy it, have a good day, and remember to live it to the fullest degree. Remember to live life to the very fullest every day, and touch amazing, and push toward a future that's worth living for, because we don't have to do what we're doing. Remember to chant it down and get others to chant it down. It's just an important concept, and that's the concept of this show. So stay tuned for more episodes here and there. I'll be delivering them. And chantitdownradio.com is the website. You can always find all the archives there. Listen to those and enjoy your life.
Straight from the center, I am a dissenter. I am gonna emerge and coming out like a placenta. I'm going to enter your skin like a splinter, or into your mind so you can find exactly what it is to get you out of the bind. Because I'm never part of the time, timeless, rhymeless, rhyme with whatever it goes and flows. You know that people understand when I do shows and mow down the audience with lyrical verbal assault. Because I'll be the one to catapult and go wherever people don't go, and never be dull, whole, and not half or not fraction. I want to give the actions, cause I want to be a dissenter. I'm gonna get out and do whatever I want to enter. A world that be more of a paradigm shift. Your parents might trip, your parents might flip, but they don't understand because they were indoctrinated and talked to and made into what they are now, and formed what they are now. Formed the mold and folded, but I'm ready to go where the bold did, and we are unbolted and free. So be free with me, be free with the breeze, so we are free with the speed to be up to speed, up to knowledge. We need to be chanting it down and standing right down. Stand now in your center. Here I go and enter. Be the one to be here right now in the presence and not with the other people distracted, because a lot of people are impacted by the devices and they're never really trying to find the niceness. They're just trying to find the instant gratification so they can go and try this. Well, come and try this and buy this. I say it's absolutely free. It's absolutely me. It's absolutely things that are off the top of the brain. No chain attached.